Ruling Passion by Reginald Hill. Read by Brian Glover. Search then the ruling passion. There alone the wild are constant and the cunning known, the fool consistent and the false sincere. Priests, princes, women, no dissemblers here. This clue once found unravels all the rest. Alexander Pope. Part 1. Chapter 1. Brookside Cottage, Thornton Lacey, September 4th. Well, hello, Peter Pascoe. A voice from the grave, or should I say the underworld, out of which Ellie, who gave me the glad news of your existence when we met in town last month, hopes to lead you, for a while at least, back into the land of the living. Ironic, thought Detective Superintendent Backhouse, his gaze flicking momentarily to the pale-faced man who sat opposite him. He did not speak the thought aloud. He was a kind man, though he never shunned the cruelties of his job when they became essential. He read on. Doubtless she told you we've been doing up this rural slum to make it fit for pallid sits to recuperate in. Well, now it is complete, and we'd love for you and Ellie to weekend with us in a fortnight, constabulary duty permitting, of course. Timmy and Carlo are coming down from the Great Wen, so there will be much nostalgia, not quite as squalid as that other cottage in Eskdale, I hope. But oddly enough, life in Thornton Lacey is not without its correspondences. What's he mean by that? Asked Backhouse. Pascoe stared at the sentence indicated by the superintendent's carefully manicured fingers.